Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India has just achieved a remarkable milestone, reaching the third position globally in renewable energy capacity, surpassing Brazil and ranking behind only China and the United States, with a total installed non-fossil fuel power capacity of 283.46 gigawatts. This is not merely a statistical achievement, but represents a structural transformation of the country's power sector. First, let us consider the numbers. India added a record 55.3 gigawatts of new capacity in the financial year 2025-26 alone. What makes this significant is that for the first time, renewables contributed 51.5% of peak electricity demand, crossing the majority threshold that has been discussed as a theoretical future target for over a decade. Remember this number, 51.5%, as it marks a crucial turning point in India's energy landscape. Now, let us look at the source-wise breakdown of India's renewable energy capacity. As of the financial year 2026, the approximate breakdown is a significant mix of solar, wind, and hydropower. Building on this, it is worth noting that India's renewable energy targets are ambitious, with a focus on achieving a substantial increase in non-fossil fuel power capacity. The national targets are clear, but what makes the 2030 target demanding is the pace at which India needs to add new capacity. At the current pace of around 55 gigawatts per year, India needs to add around 215 gigawatts more in just 4 years. This will require solving grid stability challenges, battery storage scaling, transmission infrastructure, and land acquisition constraints, all of which are UPSC-relevant governance challenges. So, what exactly changed to make this target so pressing? The answer lies in the rapid growth of India's renewable energy sector and the need to integrate it seamlessly into the grid. Now, let us turn to the challenges ahead. Grid integration and storage are critical, as intermittent solar and wind power require battery storage or hydropumped storage to balance supply. Crucially, India's current battery storage capacity is a fraction of what is needed to back 51% renewable penetration. And here is something that surprises many students: the sheer scale of battery storage required to support India's renewable energy ambitions. Transmission infrastructure is another key area of focus. Renewable generation is concentrated in states like Rajasthan, Gujarat, and Tamil Nadu, while consumption centers are in northern industrial states. The Green Energy Corridor project aims to address this mismatch, but it is a complex challenge that requires careful planning and execution. What does this mean for India's strategic position in the global energy landscape? It means that India needs to invest heavily in transmission infrastructure to support its renewable energy growth. Land and social issues are also significant, as large solar parks require substantial land, frequently contested in tribal and agricultural areas. It is worth pausing here to note that Rajasthan's solar parks have seen farmer protests over inadequate compensation under the Land Acquisition, Rehabilitation and Resettlement Act. This highlights the need for careful planning and community engagement in the development of renewable energy projects. Manufacturing dependence is another challenge, as India still imports around 70% of its solar photovoltaic cells and modules from China. The production-linked incentive scheme for solar photovoltaic manufacturing aims to reduce this dependence by incentivizing domestic production. But why does this matter? It matters because India's energy security and self-reliance depend on its ability to develop a robust domestic manufacturing base for renewable energy technologies. Now, let us consider the international context. India's achievement is particularly significant given its per capita income level. It is the lowest income country in the global top 5, demonstrating that a clean energy transition does not require developed country wealth. This is a powerful message for the global community, as it shows that emerging economies can also lead the way in renewable energy. The policy framework behind the numbers is also important. The National Solar Mission, launched under the National Action Plan on Climate Change, has played a crucial role in driving India's renewable energy growth. Note this carefully, the National Solar Mission is a key component of India's climate change mitigation strategy. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The total installed non-fossil fuel power capacity in India is 283.46 gigawatts. The National Solar Mission is a key component of the National Action Plan on Climate Change. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to the syllabus as it covers issues related to energy security, environmental sustainability, and economic development. Remember this number, 283.46 gigawatts, as it is a key fact that may be asked in the preliminary examination. In conclusion, India's achievement in reaching the third position globally in renewable energy capacity is a significant milestone, marking a structural transformation of the country's power sector. As India continues to drive its renewable energy growth, it will need to address the challenges ahead, from grid integration and storage to land acquisition and manufacturing dependence. This will have far-reaching implications for India's energy security, environmental sustainability, and economic development.